Welcome to Publishing Cousins, where family meets the fascinating world of books. I'm Melissa Lesher, the author.
And I'm Nikki Becker, the illustrator.
We are partners in publishing.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in publishing? Well, you're in the right place. Every episode, we'll be pulling back the curtain on this wild and wonderful industry, sharing our own creative adventures, and dishing out hard-earned wisdom about writing and illustrating for publication.
From manuscript mayhem to deadline drama, from sketch submissions to final flourishes, we're bringing you the real deal, served with the hefty side of cousin banter and plenty of laughs. Whether you're dreaming of seeing your own work in print or you're just a book lover curious about how the magic happens, we've got something special for you.
So grab your favorite beverage, settle into your comfy chair, and join us for an insider's journey through the world of publishing. We're the Publishing Cousins, and we can't wait to share our stories with you.
All right, welcome back to another Publishing Cousins podcast episode. And today we're going to talk about overcoming your roadblocks. So we just have some practical tools and strategies you can use to overcome some common roadblocks you might come across in your illustrating or author career. All right, Nikki, I think one of our number one roadblocks that either an illustrator or an author is going to hit are rejection letters. I personally do not have that experience because I'm indie publishing, so I'm not trying to get an agent or anything like that or to get somebody else to publish my works. But I know several authors who have. I don't know a single author who got accepted on their first go around and doesn't have a stack of rejection letters. But every rejection letter, you can let it tear you down and tell you, like, I'm never going to do this because obviously I stink at it, or you can let it build you up and make you persevere, right? To say, nope, this is my dream, this is my goal, I'm going to keep plugging away. I think J.K. Rowling had like 20 rejection letters or something before Harry Potter was picked up.
Probably. No, that in my experience, it's 100% true. I can't think of anybody that's ever said that they submitted something and got something right off the bat. No, I would say that holds true in illustration as well. It's just slightly different. Illustrators, okay, so there's always submission guidelines on most of the publishers' websites so that you can go and read, because it'll say, it should have a tab somewhere that says submission. Sometimes it's under their contacts, sometimes it's its own page. But they will tell you whether or not they're submitting and who to submit to if you're going straight to a publisher and not going to an agent. Always follow those guidelines, because they will just delete the email without ever opening it if you submit when they are not open for submissions. So don't waste your time and energy on
that. The same is true for literary agents too. Mm-hmm. And even if they open it up, if you didn't follow their guidelines, yep, they're pitching it out before they even give it a chance to look at your
story. Because you didn't follow directions. Yep. We learned that very early on in grade school, right? To follow directions. And this is one of those things that they're very particular about that in publishing.
Which brings me to our next roadblock, and that is excuses. We have 101 excuses why we shouldn't do it, or why we can't get to it, right? Why we can't get to writing, why we can't get to drawing, and all of this stuff. Well, I'll do it after this is done in my life, and I'll do it after this is done, you know. And then there's always one more thing, right? There's always one more thing that crops up that you're like, okay, well, I'll get to it after that. I'll get to it after that. You have to stop that.
Yep.
You have to just dive in and do it. And one of the things that helps you just dive in and commit to it, well, I'll say two things. Take it one bite or one step at a time, just a little piece. And so for writers, I say, if that's just 1,000 words on a page, that's 1,000 words you didn't have before. So do it. And then the accountability piece. I don't know about you, Nikki, but I have to have people that hold me accountable. And right now it's my critique group and it's my readers, because now that book one is out of a 7-book series, they're begging for book two. And I told them book two was going to come out in May or June. So guess what? If I don't hit that, I've just disappointed all my readers, right? And I can't do that. And I don't want to do that. So, and by the time this comes out, it's well past June. So hopefully, actually book three is out by the time this, this episode comes out. We'll see. What about for your end?
So yes, that is extremely important. An illustration too. I'm going to tell you, you need to work your craft every single day. And if you've got to figure out if it's this important to you, I'm going to be hard. Then you figure it out. You figure out where that time slot is. You are doing yourself a huge injustice if you don't, if it's something that you are truly that passionate about, if you make excuses why you didn't do it today, then you're going to make excuses when you actually have a book that's in contract and you can't do that. They're not going to let you do that. And it can be cutthroat at that point. I'll just say that. So you might as well just go ahead and treat this like a job and work it every single day. Don't treat it like this is my 9 to 5.
Yeah. And it is a job. You have to, it is a job. That is just, it's not a hobby. When you're seriously committed and you want to make it go somewhere, it's not a hobby anymore. It's a job. But hopefully one that you thoroughly enjoy. And one of the things I highly recommend is you utilize your calendar, because I would like to say that I write every day. And I don't. I would say I am writing, but not necessarily on my novel. I might be writing out newsletter, right? Content. Yep. I might be writing out blog post content. I'm not always in my novel. However, yep, on my calendar, my time is blocked out. And I will say, because I go by the deadlines that I've set on myself, guys, no, this is, I'm fully independent. Nobody tells me when my podcast episode has to come out. No one tells me when my newsletter has to come out. No one tells me when my book has to come out. It's all me. And so you have to keep that in your head too. Like, if you want to make it happen, you better set,
it's
deadline
yourself.
It's up to
yourself, you. It's right? up to you. Nobody else is going to help with this.
So knowing my my own deadlines, then I say on Monday after work, I need to get, you know, the blog post written up. And Tuesday, I need to get my newsletter written up. And then I'll have a day of, I can write on my novel, right?
Yep.
Saturdays I protect like no other, because Saturdays are generally the days where I can get like 6 to 8 hours of writing in, and generally that's my novel time. So just put it on your calendar, because if it's on your calendar, it's gonna pop. I don't know about you guys, but mine's attached to my phone, so it pops up and says, hey, in 10 minutes it's time to write on your novel, you know, or whatever I've put in for that time block. And if you're someone that can't do, like, I cannot do 8 hours straight writing on one thing, fine. You probably have, what you're going to talk about here in just a minute, Nikki, is juggling projects. You probably have more than one project going on. So there have been days where I say, I'm going to do 2 hours on my novel. I'm going to do 2 hours on my audiobook. I'm going to do 2 hours on my blog post. You know, you just like chunk it.
Well,
so
when I'm going to interrupt you for a minute, when I get hardcore about this and I say you have to, you do, but I'm not saying you have to work 8 hours a day on this.
Sure.
If it's 5 minutes, it's 5 minutes. I mean, that's okay. I mean, your social media for the week, if that is something that you feel that you need to do to drum up business for whatever you're doing, it's important to me. Now, I had let's just say my business coach friend tell me that I need to be consistent with social media. Okay. So what does that look like for me? Because for people, it's different. For everybody, it's different. But I need to pick what day of the week or what days of the week I'm going to post. I need to pick a time slot when I'm going to post. And I need to pick, and I need to have some themes ready. So you can plan that ahead. So if you're 5 minutes, if all you have to do is 5 minutes today because you have 6 kids and all those kids are in curriculars that you have to get them to, and you've got to figure out when they eat, when they get dressed, when they sleep, when they do school, when they do homework, when they do the curricular, when they do all of the things that they need you for to get them to and keep them on top of. If all you have is 5 minutes that day, you can sit in the carpool lane and have a notebook and jot down, oh, next week I'm going to post on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or I'm just going to post on Tuesday, or I'm going to post on Tuesday, Thursday, whatever it is, but I'm going to post about this on that day. Bam. That's something that's done. Okay. Now you got to post it, but you've got the plan. So a lot of what you're doing when I say you have to work every day is planning. It's just planning your next moves or the moves after that, or it is setting your deadlines, or it's making an outline of a manuscript, or it's drawing thumbnails of a book cover, or it doesn't have to be hours of work. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to circle back. When I say no one tells me when I have to do it, now that I have listeners and readers, that's my account of, they are my accountability partners. If I don't show up with a podcast and a blog post every Friday, they're going to wonder, where are you at? And if you stop showing up, they stop showing up. Now, I will say, it doesn't mean I don't take a break. Okay, I do, but I prep my listeners for it. And I say, hey, we're going to take a summer break. We'll be back. This will be our last episode and newsletter until August or whatever. You know, so you can, because it's fully yours, right? So you can schedule those breaks in, because there are, if you do it all day, every day, hardcore, which is not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you've got to put the time in, right? You will get burnout if you don't take a little time for yourself. So don't take it to the extreme. Don't think that we're saying you have to take it that far. But you definitely cannot say, I'm going to work a couple days and then take 3 days off and work a couple. That just doesn't work.
No, because you'll do the opposite. It won't become a priority for you. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've done that. And I am also extreme. As you can tell.
I probably am too. And my husband would agree, because it's very rare that I'm not in work mode. I work really hard to have time with him, though, to make him a priority for sure.
I heard something else, and this it wasn't necessarily in publishing, but it fits completely. I think it fits it completely into whatever you're doing. What you do today directly affects your business in 90 days. So whatever you worked on today will make an impact, is going to make an impact in your business 90 days from now. So I kind of look like, I look at that. If I do nothing today to work my business is going to hurt in 90 days. Now, that is, some say, could be extreme in the way of thinking. But if my brain doesn't think about it like that, then it's not going to earn me an income, so I don't have to have a full-time job or a part-time job. My goal is for this to earn my income and to be a certain amount of income for the rest of my life, right? So I've got to treat that as if that 90 days might be a paycheck coming in the door. Okay, so that's why I'm a little more extreme in that and saying you have to do it. There's no excuse. Because to me, in my world, that's a paycheck. That is my income. It's how I feed myself. It's how I pay for the roof over my head and all of those things. So it's a have to. Mm-hmm. It's a necessity.
Yeah. And I would say when you build in that, like my built in time, yes, Saturday I protect as much as I possibly can, because that's either spent with my husband or it's spent working on projects. But then Sundays are my days of rest. We go to church in the morning and then we come home and we lounge the rest of the day. Like that's for both my husband and I, that is our day of rest, right? That's where we say, and it's good. And it's good to shut your brain off.
Yep.
Every now and then, because otherwise it gets all consuming. So please keep that in mind as we're talking through getting over these roadblocks. That would be a roadblock right there to get over, is that avoiding that burnout,
yep,
right? Running yourself ragged. So anything else you want to add about roadblocks and overcoming?
Well, juggling projects, we're going to segue into juggling projects. Do you write more than one story at a time?
Okay, that's a good question. Sometimes. And generally that is because I've hit a wall in one, but I've got a ton of ideas going on over here for this one.
Is that normal for an author?
It depends on the author. I've heard both ways, that some just stick, I've got to stick with one and until it's completely done, and others can bounce between projects. But I'm also someone that can have 3 to 4 books going at the same time.
Okay.
So
for me, and even when it's paid work, there's always multiple projects in the works. I try to spread them out so I'm not in all sketch phase at the same time. And I say that, and I'm in all sketch phase right now. But I'm waiting for sketches to come back from a book to move into color. So I will have color work and sketch work going on, and I try to work that simultaneously so that it's always evolving. Mm-hmm. Or it's always moving forward. And the best way I know to tell people, because this, I think this is a huge roadblock for people, is that you've got to use time management to do that. So I time block. Okay. If I'm at my desk at 8 a.m. with my coffee, I'm working on this project from 8 to 9 or 8 to 10, you know, whatever I need to get to the next level to keep me on that deadline. You also really need to pay close attention. Most people know this about themselves. Some people don't. What are your most productive hours in the day? Everybody's different.
Right. So and we're going to get into that in our next episode, because it's very important.
It is very important. So that is all a part of my time block. If I have a complex illustration, I'm going to throw it into that time slot, because I know that I'll get farther on it on the most productive hour of my day. Mm-hmm. So learning to time management is really, everyone should know this in their lives, because you really do need it no matter what you're doing. You don't have to be an illustrator or a writer to need this. But it definitely is a game changer, when you're trying to accomplish your goals in publishing.
I also find, and this is probably just my personality type, but the more planned you are, the easier it is when those unexpected things pop up.
Absolutely.
Right. That's how it's been true in my life. And I work a lot better. Sometimes my husband's like, maybe don't plan out every minute of our vacation, babe, because you could just go with the flow. But I'm like, but I need to know, like, this is the itinerary. And I can go with the flow. But I have just found, like, life is so much less stressful when I've got a plan. That way there's always going to be something that's going to pop up that's unexpected at some point, and I can easily handle it because I already have everything else under control.
Yeah.
It's not chaotic. Tell the excuses to take a hike. Find if this is where you start, find that 10 minutes a day that you can carve out for it and let it build from there. Mm-hmm. And you've got this. Just take, slowly grow it. You've got it.
The minute you start making it a priority is the minute that you'll see small successes.
Yep. I agree. Great, great advice. All right, we're going to stop it there. And then next week we're going to next episode, we're going to hop into finding your productive time and how to utilize it. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Publishing Cousins. If you enjoyed our creative conversation today, be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcast. We'd also love it if you could rate, review, and share the show. It helps other book lovers find us. You can learn more about Nikki's portfolio and Melissa's novels at publishingcousins.com. And if you have questions about writing, illustrating, or publishing that you'd like us to cover in future episodes, send them our way at literaryscape@literaryscape.com. Until next time, keep creating, and remember, in publishing, as in family, there's always room for more stories.